He feels kind of surrounded in a way by two opponents with two sharply different viewpoints from one another and from him. There's Democrat Brian Lang.
We can't just come in and say we're going to build a new library, we're going to build a village center, we're going to build 4 to 6 dog parks. We need to figure out where that money's coming from.
And Republican Al Bedrosian.
On the other side, you have cut taxes, cut services. I'm concerned, frankly, about would he contribute to the school board with his history.
Gary Jarrell says a vote for him is one for continuity on the Roanoke County Board of Supervisors.
I personally would continue the direction that they've gone. You know, if someone wants to question the economic stand of Roanoke County, maybe they need to get in their car and drive an hour and a half outside of Roanoke, just about any direction.
He has spent almost 12 years on the County Planning Commission, experience which he says provides him a good understanding of how county government works. Jarrell says the county's debt load is manageable and acceptable for the benefit it returns for quality of life and attracting economic development. So would he consider more?
It depends on what the project is. If it's something that's needed that will help the citizens in Roanoke County, absolutely.
One possibility, a newer reconstructed Hollins Library, but not, he says, if it means raising taxes.
We can't just come in and say we're going to build a new library. We need to figure out where that money's coming from.
Jarrell has the endorsement of outgoing Republican Supervisor Richard Florup, something he calls another sign of continuity. Evan Jones, WLNI, WFIR News.